This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. How about those Braves? How about this pitching? How about A.J. Smith-Sharver almost doing what nobody expected him to do last night, Mike? And look, I don't know about you. When it happens, right, when you start to see or sense that this guy done give up, we're talking 8 scoreless? Well, hold on. And you get more focused. You start to think about the what-ifs. Am I about to see history? And then, of course, we know how it played out now. Now, the good news is, Braves win, but we needed a performance like this, didn't we?
Yeah, I've been bellyaching about, you know, Schwellenbach kind of losing his edge. You got to get it back. and Sale has not been close, although slowly getting better, you know, incrementally than what he was last year as a Cy Young Award winner. But this is a guy, and, you know, this is one of these guys. It's what it's supposed to happen. This is the progression. The light is supposed to on because he's got good stuff. And that's why I'm always picking on Kranitz. I'm always wondering, what are you working with these guys? How are you fixing them? But A.J. Smith-Shawver, that is his best start as a Brave, hands down, best start as a pro. And hopefully they build off it because that was just great to see. Strange game last night, too. In that third inning with the Olsen shot to left and the rookie breaks his arm. I felt so. I mean, I know even Braves fans are like, damn, because, you know, see a guy make an unbelievable catch, go up against the wall, and just basically throw the glove on the ground. You know, and then and Olsen's like, is that a home run? What is it? And so the umps review it, and yes, it was technically inside the Parker. But yeah, strange game. Didn't score anything after that, but that's all they needed because you said Smith-Shawver was on the point.
8 innings for Smith-Shawver. He gave up 1 hit. You know, and by the way, he's 2-2 now, but he was trying to throw the first no-hitter in the majors this season and was close. No cigar. But again, 22 years old, man. And this is the part about A.J. Smith-Shawver. When you start to look at this rotation and you say, okay, does he have a real shot of being that dude in this rotation or a guy? We've talked about adding veteran pitching, and we've all said, like, okay, this is AA's plan, guys. He's going to allow these young guys to continue to grow, give them innings, and let's just kind of see how this plays out. But, you know, he was 5 strikeouts, walked 4, and I thought was 8 splendid innings for him last night. And the main thing is, you know, the offense backed him up. But that inning in the third, Mike, you're right, that was a brutal – and I didn't see the first view of it. I think Day-Day sent another text to us and said, hey, take a look at this view. Because the first view I saw, he disappears. And you go, oh, so he ran into the wall. And then the other angle, you're like, oh, that's nasty. So, again, hope everything is all right there. Don't want to see anybody ever get hurt or injured. But the Braves win 60 of his 99 pitches for Smith-Shawver last night for strikes. And not bad. I mean, considering that we've been needing these kind of outings. And, guys, we're going to need a lot more. I mean, everybody's looking to Strider like we're looking to Acuna to be Superman. Strider can't win every time out. We hope he does, but we're going to need other guys to step up.
And that's why it's great to see A.J. Smith-Shawver's development continue to where it has his best start as a pro. And hopefully, you know, they figure out, you know, Schwellenbach. And we talked about it with Grant a few times in the last few weeks. Do you kind of deconstruct what he's doing? Don't want to over, you know, get too much in his head. But, you know, Schwellenbach is going to continue to build on what we expect out of him, especially at the end of last year and the way he started the first 2 weeks. So I don't know if someone's got a book on him now, but as long as Schwellenbach gets it going, Smith-Shawver, then, you know, okay, then maybe I don't feel we got to go and overspend at the trade deadline because we don't really have a lot of assets to trade anyway right now.
No, it's a good point. By the way, Chris Sale on the hill tonight. And we'll see if they can continue this win streak. While we're talking about A.J. Smith-Shawver, let's hear from Brian Snicker talking about the potential of what this rotation could be.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. Be huge for us going forward. As we know, you can never have too many starting pitchers. And, you know, I just kind of just – it was out there free and easy. I just loved how he – they use his fast bike. We talked about that this afternoon. Somebody asked, and it was good. Again, you know, he hadn't had that jump on it like he did tonight, which is really that was biggest takeaway for me from that was the fastball.
You would almost think Snicker was saying, oh, my God, we're not going to spend any money. I need these guys to pitch like this.
Again, you don't have a farm system that really has a lot of assets right now because, look, I got no problem with that. They've gone, you know, all in with what they thought were going to be some good pieces making trades. But, yeah, you don't really have all the assets you really need to go get that frontline guy. For whatever reason, you know, the GM won't spend on the established star pitching, won't get in that $125 million and up, you know, sort of dog chasing his tail, I guess, in Alex's mind. But so, yeah, you're right. Snicker needs his young guns to step up. And this, build off it. Make something off this. Don't come out next week and get lit up like a Christmas tree, right? Let's go.
Yeah, you got to have the confidence to roll yourself out there and throw like this. By the way, he is, Smith-Shawver, that is, the second pitcher this season to allow one hit or fewer over at least 8 scoreless innings. Hell of a performance by him. Chris Sale on the hill tonight. I need Sale to look like he did last year. Right. Maybe that starts tonight for Chris Sale. But let's hear one more thing from Brian Snicker talking about a performance like this and what it does for a young guy like Smith-Shawver.
Yeah, I mean, like I just keep saying, he's learning on the job. And this is a really great experience, learning experience for him tonight to feel that. I don't know that he's ever touched the eighth inning, you know, here. So it's good for him.
Now, you mentioned what's coming up next with Chris Sale. He has cranked the ERA down from a 6.63 after the Tampa Bay game.
Okay.
To now where he's 4.84. But he's only given up, what, 2 earned runs against Colorado in a hitter's park and 1 earned run his last start against Arizona. So slowly but surely, he just wasn't really getting the run support, unfortunately. We did give him the run support against Arizona. Some of these games have been sort of National League style, low scoring. But Sale, let's go, baby. Come on.
I agree about the run support. But that was early on in the season, guys. When we were struggling, we started 0-7. Nobody was getting the run support. And especially every fifth day when you were throwing Sale out there, Mike kept saying, we've got to win these games when he pitches. We were struggling with that.
It's almost like sometimes you felt like Glavin never got the run. I know Glavin didn't get the run support when he went up to the Mets, you know, because he was hanging on like 299 for a while. But, I mean, yeah, and Tom was on the call last night on TV. It was kind of a cool night to have Glavin in the booth with Brandon Gaudin as Shawver was doing his thing.
No doubt. All right, guys, plenty to dive into, including what A.J. Terrell had to say about what he thinks the Falcons are going to look like next season on defense. He visited with our guys, the Water Boys, and it's kind of interesting. I want to let you hear what he had to say coming up. 404-726-0929. That is our number. Of course, that is our text line, and you can find us on social media at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. More on the Braves coming up. We will dive into the NBA playoffs as well. Last night, Mike, one guy overthunk it, and then the other team, well, I think they have a soft superstar. And I've said this Jason Tatum. I've said it. And many of you, again, like James Harden, call me crazy and say, oh, man, he's one of the best players in the league. Jason Tatum last night did not take over the game the way he needed to when they just needed to calm down, relax. I'm 6'10". Let me go to the basket. I'm 6'9 and handle like magic. Let me go to the basket and get us a bucket. And, Mike, I just felt like last night was indicative of what I've been saying about Tatum. Look, I love Jaylen Brown. I know his people are from Atlanta. I know he's here all the time. He's the heart and soul of that team. But Tatum is the unbelievable score in this league. And, Mike, he's shooting three after three after three.
Well, again, because Joe Mazzulla, like, you can't call him an idiot because he is a world champion now. But he coaches like an idiot a lot. And I get it. Nobody takes more three-point shots than the Celtics. But when you're giving – Tatum is passing up 20 feet to an intermediate jump shot, which no one takes anymore in the NBA. But you're right. He can get to the rack. The Knicks – if you guys watched the game last night, I'm losing my mind watching this. Guys, you've got shots. You've got high-percentage stuff. And all of a sudden, you turn into a three-point shooting contest when you're blowing the lead. And that's on Mazzulla. That's Mazzulla because, hey, look, hey, I know the three is our bread and butter, but you guys are athletic enough to get to the basket. So they just completely blew it. It's this analytics crap that is ruining sports. It's like, why, guys, you get runners on base and dudes are going for that launch angle when all you need is a double or a single to move some runners in. But last night, I mean, if Joe Mazzulla, and that's what I said to your point about Jason Tatum, are you a freaking robot? Coach says we must shoot threes. I must shoot threes. Dude, use some common sense. What's your basketball IQ, man? Take it to the rack. Driving me nuts. And the Knicks, meanwhile, now granted, and then when Brunson starts hitting his, now it's almost like, well, we got to take threes.
Right. You feel like you got to up
and him. Day-Day was saying, they pass on open, they had high percentage shots. They go for threes. They could have just simply got to the basket, get 2 points. That was asinine. Normally, the Celtics wait to the middle of a series to phone one in.
Right.
And now this turns into a real series if the Knicks can steal one of two, maybe take two in Boston.
Yeah, look, the numbers are staggering. When you win this way, everybody goes, man, look at how they shoot the three. But if I told you they shot and missed 45 threes, you're going to be like, huh? There are teams, guys, that played night in and night out in the NBA didn't take 45 threes. On a great night, the Hawks didn't take 45 threes. Okay? So they missed 45, which means they shot 60.
It's insane. And as I said earlier, look, this is there's certain teams that just want to launch, and that's fine. But when you're not, there's just, guys, you watch enough basketball. There's nights when the shots aren't dropping. So let me see. I can take 20 or 15 more steps. Well, hell, those guys are so tall, they take 3 steps, and they get to the basket from the arc. So do something. Work on it.
Yeah, I mean,
you could play high post, and you could switch, and get mismatches with the Knicks and run them in the ground. Right? But no, you're making it easy for them.
Well, and here's the other part. For those of you who are going to say, man, you're being too hard on Tatum, he's a champion now.
But I blame Mazzulla.
Okay. But listen, whoever the coach was,
right?
Jordan wasn't going to do this.
No.
Kobe wasn't going to do this. The point is, the stars are the guys who set the tone and rule the league, Mike. And when you are a guy as established as Jason Tatum, I don't give a damn what Joe Mazzulla's saying. Hey, fellas, we need a bucket. Come to me.
Yes.
That's what happens in this league. Right. When it's Joker on the other side, guess what happens? Give me the rock. That is the difference. I don't give a damn who the coach is. And you're right. Mazzulla is at fault here because he doesn't have the wherewithal to calm things down. But that's what stars do. Right. And that's where this part of it has been missing from the Celtics. And by the way, you got to go through Tatum because he, I think, is more offensively inclined to get you a bucket maybe than a Jaylen Brown. But I trust Brown almost as much. But, man, that was just crazy last night.
The Knicks took 37 three-pointers, but they hit on 45%, hit 17 to 37. Which, I don't know, in this game, as we said, if it becomes like a P-I-S-S-I-N-G contest where all of a sudden you feel like, now I've got to shoot threes. Because, and that's, again, made no sense. If you watch the ebb and flow of that game, Boston was in total control, and they did the only thing that allowed the Knicks back in it. Now, ironically, Boston comes back to lead. You know, then the Knicks started to do some stupid stuff of their own, but a great big win for the Knicks. And I thought, you know, Anunoby was solid because he's been kind of, you know, him and Bridges took a little heat this year at times for New York fans, but solid.
Very nice. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Very solid effort. And hey, you've accomplished the goal. You stole one or two up in Beantown.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.